question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Nice to have you aboard. Mary and I thank you for tuning in, and it's time for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leader series. Before we turn our attention to Ava's Budget Group and the in-person interview we had this week with their CIO, Arthur Arduña, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by our friends at AMA Waterways River Cruises.
That's right. There's something big and something new coming to river cruising in 2019, and this is your opportunity to be the first to experience it. It's called the AMA Magna. It's a new vessel, and it'll be twice the width of traditional European river cruise ships, but still only carry less than 200 guests.
You know, the AMA Magna, it's a game changer, folks. It's going to include multiple dining options, more onboard activities. There's going to be Zodiac boats, canoes. The majority of her staterooms are going to be over 300 square feet. That'll be some of the largest out there. So to see the AMA Magna ship and to get the specifics about booking your travels, just go to AMAWaterways.com or check out RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, it's been a busy week for Robert and me as we've been traveling in New Jersey and Rhode Island. On Wednesday, we visited the Avis Budget Group headquarters in Parsippany, New Jersey, and some of you out there may know that Larry Deshaun is their chief executive officer. But for our exclusive Chief Travel Leader episode today, we decided to connect with their chief innovation officer, Arthur Arduña, and find out what's happening behind the scenes to make our car rental experiences better in this rapidly changing world of rental vehicles. Here's that interview with Arthur Arduña.
Well, Arthur, thanks for the hospitality today. We certainly appreciate being here on the Avis Budget campus. And whenever we can get out and meet with the industry influencers, it's a good thing. So nice to see you today in person here.
You as well, you and Mary. Really, really glad to host you here today.
Well, thank you very much for that. So, you know, whenever we're asked about which car rental company we favor, it's a very easy answer for us because we've been renting for Avis probably at least 25 years or so. It all started, frankly, when I was 20. There was a very kind Avis agent in Kansas City who rented a car to me when I was underage. but I had a very important business meeting with the NCAA, and she left a very, she was very impressionable, obviously, on me. So, you know, today we're President's Club members with Avis and the loyalty program. The auto rental industry is certainly changing on many levels, from the technology we use mm-hmm. to the competition for transportation to the different ways we rent. You know, for example, like with Zipcar that you have in your brand.
Yes.
So as the innovation officer for the Avis Budget Group, how are you working to shape the experience for future customers? And tell us what's going on.
Well, I think that you really put the finger on the most important word in terms of really determining how we're moving forward, which is customer, right? So even before we think about technology, even before we actually look at our own fleets, what we've really been doing, and I think been doing very well over our history, not just with me coming on board, is really listening to customers, especially customers like yourself, our loyal customers. And again, thank you for that loyalty. That's amazing. But when I say customer, what we really want to do is to start looking at the new behaviors, and not just for transportation, not just for mobility, but we live in a world, as you know now, where people expect things on demand, always on, where you want it, when you want it, how you want it, right? And that's for any kind of service. How many of us have binge-watched at this point, right? Our favorite series, as opposed to doing it on appointment. So the first thing that we're really doing is understanding how people want to consume mobility now, whether it's a rental car, whether it's a car share like Zipcar, exactly like you said, or whether it's another form of mobility looking ahead, you know, down the road. So that's really where we're spending the bulk of our effort, is trying to understand what people want today, what kinds of problems they want solved for them in transportation and mobility tomorrow, and then how do we make that magical?
So let's talk a little bit about, since we're there, mobility. You have this mobility lab in Kansas City. What does that look like for the consumer? What are some specific things that are going to affect that experience?
So that's a great question. And we're really proud of what we're doing in Kansas City, which is a great city. Obviously, it's one where Robert first got in touch
yes.
with Avis. So I think that's really special.
Also very good for the barbecue there.
Like oh, my as well. Gosh. Yes, absolutely. Also good for adding the pounds, unfortunately. but the reason why we picked Kansas City and what we're doing there on the mobility lab really has to do with the fact that we are all in on connectivity. We've publicly said that by the end of 2020, we want our global fleet to be completely connected. And that means we can talk to the cars, so to speak, and the cars can talk back to us with really important information that would make our customers' journeys that much more comfortable, simple, and I'm going to use the word magical a lot, mm-hmm. right? Because it really, that's really what we aspire to, is that kind of Disney standard. But what we decided to do, even though we already have a lot of fleet that is connected, like we're getting close to over 80,000 of our more than 500,000 in the U.S. fleet that are connected now. What we really wanted to do is to understand what happens when the entire marketplace is connected, when all of our cities are connected, all of the, you know, all of our locations. How do our operations change? How do our customers' experiences change? How do we start interacting not just with each other, but with smart cities, right, as those are getting more and more connected? So we said the best way to do that is let's just pick one market and let's make that entire fleet for that market completely connected. So Kansas City was ideal because of a couple of things. One, our management there is really, really good. Two, it's the right size. It's about 5,000 Avis vehicles in Kansas City. So that's a good, good number out of our, like I said, over 80,000 fleet now. And three, it turns out that Kansas City, Missouri is one of the most advanced smart cities on the globe.
Yeah, Google made a big move there a few years ago.
Absolutely.
So that makes a lot of sense. You have some distinct brands with Avis, with Budget, Zipcar, Payless. But we'll focus on the first three that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Just give a real brief overview right now of how you see the brands and how you're working to make sure they remain distinctive.
So let's begin with Avis. It is an absolutely premier brand. And what we're doing is how do we continue to make that an incredibly premier experience? How do we continue to add more features? How do we make it much more digital from a user experience perspective? With a Budget, that is really for our value-conscious travelers. And there, how do we start providing even more services that provide that kind of additional value, especially for, say, for families that are traveling? And for Zipcar, that is really, really has always been geared towards the urban mobility needs of folks who dwell in urban areas. And also, we're in more than 600 campuses.
So yeah, it's the also college campuses have always been a big part of Zipcar.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Absolutely. And so one of the ways to think about Zipcar is not only do we add more services, that's actually a really good place to start thinking about where things like car ownership are going to start to change, especially for folks who live in cities and for the millennials and for younger folks like my own kids, right? I can see a point where their definition of owning a car is going to look a lot more like Zipcar is today. Right.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like the landline may go away. I feel like it's all changing so quickly, but I agree with you in terms of our generation with our kids as well. All right, before we run out of time, talk to us about maybe one form of new technology that's coming into the rental car industry that you really see is going to be part of our customer experience for the next 10 to 20 years or beyond.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of things that we could pick on, but one of the things that really distinguishes us, we think that autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles, robot cars, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when and how. So that's why one of the first things that we did when we started innovation, or a corporate innovation effort here at Avis Budget Group, was to partner with Waymo, which, as you know, is a Google Alphabet-owned self-driving right. unit. And one of the reasons we wanted to partner with them is their mission is really how do you, through autonomous vehicles and self-driving, literally eliminate traffic accidents and fatalities globally. We loved their mission. And second,
you're working with them out in the Phoenix area right now, are you?
Yes, we are. Yeah, yes, we are. Yeah. And so we have a multi-year exclusive agreement with Waymo that we actually provide fleet management, and fleet management is a service, and we actually are retrofitting and expanding our own facilities to provide that kind of management to the Waymo fleet in Phoenix and also to their drivers.
So, Arthur, to put you on the spot, when you said it's not a matter of if but when, you're talking right now to a very large travel audience around the country. Mm-hmm. Time frame that for us.
Well, there are autonomous vehicles on the road today, believe it or not,
right.
Especially on the test side. But I would anticipate that you would start seeing some elements of self-drive in parts of your journey in North America and in select markets starting as soon as 2019 into 20, very limited
okay.
still,
All
but
right.
definitely you're going to start seeing them, and you'll see some that are really more commercial.
Arthur, listen, we could go on. I really appreciate the time. We appreciate the sit down today. We're going to be talking to Jeff Kalin coming up a little bit later in the show. really nice to meet you today. So thanks for your time.
You too as well. And thank you for coming out here.
Thanks, Arthur. Thanks so much.
All right. And we're going to have another interview coming up later in the show, folks, with Jeff Kalin of Avis that I just mentioned in that interview. So stay with us for that. As we pause, a quick reminder to connect with us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. When we come back, we'll be taking you to Providence, Rhode Island, and we're going to share some of our travels there this week as we attended Colette's big 100th anniversary celebration. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.